So, Kaz, yes, tell us about your trip to Zim, man.
Hey, Zim was amazing, as always. Did two shows, one in Bulawayo, one in Harare. And the other one was also a show on behalf of one of my friends that passed away. His name was Jeffrey. And it was a good show. They were all good turnouts. One was over 500 people, the other one was over 600 people. So they came strong. The only problem was BK wasn't around. But I think we Team Boomslang handled the show pretty well. I mean, we had people like Charisma on the RA show. We had Bob Skinner, who's part of Boomslang as well, one of the new artists I signed. We did a good set, about an hour set each. We did quite well, you know what I mean? The crowd response was amazing.
So before we move into the artists you've signed in Zimbabwe, what the music scene like is the music industry growing? Because I remember us talking about this the last time we did another podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Is it growing?
It is growing at a considerable rate, actually. There's a lot of artists, you know, but there's too many circles, you know. They haven't grouped or formed, you know. So, you know, I managed to only see about four or five circles, but I know that there's much, much more. But it is growing, and you know, the fact that ZFM has now come out as well is brilliant, because you know they're going to be playing some good stuff. Star FM is there as well as Power FM. So the fact that we've got three radio stations playing, you know, urban music as well as, you know, the local stuff is beautiful. It's beautiful. The fact that they've done that, I think more stuff is going to be coming out of Zimbabwe.
And so there's that buzz.
There's a lot of vibe. Yeah, definitely.
So tell us about your artists now. I know you've got Munetsi, Lockdown.
Yes, Munetsi just recently signed the papers when I was in Zimbabwe. He's a new added member to the Boomslang family, and we're very happy to have him. You know, I think he's going to be big. I mean, he's already well known in Zimbabwe as one of the greatest rappers. But I think once he's joined now Boomslang, I think he's going to have this a different sound, but at the same time keep it very original Zimbabwean. You know, keeping it Shona,
International appeal.
I think it's time now to show, you know, Ghana, you know, Nigeria, all these places, South Africa, that Zimbabwe can stand on its own two feet and also represent as high, you know, as them.
And you personally, I know you've got some projects coming. I know you've got a video which we're going to feature here, Tendi, which is on the way. And you've also made your debut in the movie industry. Tell us about
that. Yeah, man. First of all, we'll start off from the beginning. There's a new single coming out featuring Decibels. It's BK and Cass featuring Decibels, called Tendi. It's on the African Spirit. It's the last song that we're going to be, you know, like music video, the last single that we're going to be dropping off the African Spirit. Then we're moving on to the new album. That's going to be dropping sometime this week. It's a very nice song. The nice thing about that song is I did it in full Shona, well, not full Shona, but I did it in our lingo, the Zimbabwean Mashingo lingo, you know what I mean? And just kind of like to paying homage to one of the guys that I wrote the song with. His name is Moorclash. So we wrote that song quite a while back, so I thought, let me bring it back. Spoke to ABRA, they gave me a sick beat, and bang, so we're going to drop that. It's also one of the official soundtracks for the movie, To the End of the Road. Moving on to that, To the End of the Road is one of the movies I've just recently acted in. I just played a small cameo role. My character in the movie is Sean. He's going out with this girl. Well, apparently he gets caught. So, yeah, you need to check that one out. It's quite a good movie. I think Gibson did a pretty good job with regards to, you know, the film, you know, filmography and everything. It came out really, really nice. Hopefully we'll get to see the full version.
And there's some big names on it, isn't it?
Yeah, man, we've got people like Jason Ash, we've got Henry Olonga, we got Robbie G, we've got even got Decibel in there as well. So, and obviously, you know, Demetrius Karonga, she's also there as well. She's playing a major role as a mother. And we've got the star of the show, which is Lorraine Fox.
Yeah.
And she's doing pretty well in the movie scene. I think she's destined for great things.
Yeah. Any last words from you? Plan for the future?
Yeah, man. Just want to say thanks to all the fans for, you know, supporting and keeping our name up there. And look out for the latest album.